Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, April 17th, 5:30. Thanks for joining us. So happy to have you guys here with us this morning, this pre-show, just for you guys who are up early or staying up late. We appreciate you and this half hour just for you. Good morning.
I wanted to tell you something before I forgot this. It's something that I know you were doing because of an incident that happened when you left the radio station, when a water truck, they're doing construction here on Warm Springs, and Mercedes' car just got deliberately sprayed by a water truck. And I know you've been avoiding that area.
Yeah.
I drove by yesterday. I still take Warren Springs. They made huge progress where the road, it's paved now. It's not open yet. You're still in construction going through there, but your fear and your that water truck guy is no longer there. So you're safe taking the fast way home right now.
Well, here's the funny thing. Yesterday, I took that way for the first time in a couple of weeks, just after that whole incident. And if you're wondering, well, how do you know he did it on purpose? The reason is he was totally off. We were all sitting there, and I see him drive specifically towards the road, turns it on, sprays us. I put my hands up like, what are you doing? He stops, rolls down his window, smiles, and waves at me. I was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it. So I go that way yesterday. I'm like, okay, it looks like progress is made. The backup doesn't look too bad. I'm going to take it. So I go that way, get stuck in the traffic, but I kid you not, I turn to my right and I see a water truck and I'm like, oh no. And I look, I'm like, who's driving that water truck? Because I have that guy's
You made eye contact with that guy, right?
Yeah. Like, emblazoned in my memory. I know exactly what he looks like. And I look, and I kid you not, it was the exact
was
guy
him?
In that truck. I was like, don't you dare. And I swear, I thought for a split second he turned and like recognized my car. And yes, I know so many cars go by there every day. But I feel like he turned and looked, but then he turned back around and he didn't do anything. And I was like, oh my gosh, if he comes, the one day I decide to go this way again, if he comes back here, I'm going to be so upset with myself.
But you got through clear.
I did. I sat there for a long time. I'm better off going the other way. I've been going. I saved so much time. But yeah, it's just, is this whole city under construction right now as far as the roadways go? I feel like I can't drive anywhere without getting stuck in some sort of construction zone. Is it just me or is anyone else noticing this?
I see it all the time too. And I know we joke about the cones, the street cones are the mascot of Las Vegas, but I don't understand when there's cones set up and there's nothing going on. And I've encountered that a lot recently, just driving down some road, like, why are there cones set up? And thinking if these cones weren't here, there'd be no traffic issues. This area too has been taking construction, been going a long time here on the streets. They're putting in warehouses behind us. So there's a lot going on. But I did, going back to the water truck, just an observation, because we have a water truck at the ranch that we use. Right? I don't use it, but the owners use it. And I was watching their water truck, and they've got multiple settings. They have a setting in the back where it sprays all directions. They got a setting in the back where it sprays just behind them, or spray just to the left, or just to the right. So even if he had to, I understand he's got a job to do. He's got to spray. He's got to keep the dust down. He didn't have to have it open all the way and spray all the cars. He could have done it where he was dropping water behind him and dropping water to his right. And maybe he got a little bit of mist, but he went deliberate. He went all in.
It was only his left side.
Oh, my. Are you kidding me?
I'm telling you. He was gunning for you. Overreacting. I know I overreact on things, but in this one, it was only it wasn't just me. It was like three of us cars. I don't know if he had something against the type of cars we were driving or what, but he just turned the left side on. I could not believe it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm so bitter about this.
Well, I'll let you know when it's completely done.
Yeah,
over
thanks. I'm going to keep going my other way
closer,
until that happens.
Oh my gosh. And I was just thinking when I was driving by, I'm like, I don't see him. Sure enough, there
he
is.
Yeah, he's still there. He still has his job. I mean, I don't want anyone to get fired, but just please stop, spraying.
Oh, that was deliberate. I didn't realize it was just the left side. I thought maybe just, he had the one open and the other two open, but no, he was coming for it.
It was definitely a preconceived thing. So anyway, how you doing this morning?
Good. It was a super nice day yesterday. Tuesday afternoon is my off afternoon. I got either TV or other stuff I'm doing the rest of the week. So Tuesdays are a nice day for me to get my stuff done, appointments, get errands done, go to the gym. It was a nice afternoon. Just got caught up on a bunch of stuff. So it was a good day for me. How are things on your end?
Good, good. Late night. I had volleyball last night. It was like the last game of our season. After last night, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to play anymore. I just had a really bad night. I was messing up left and right, and I was just really discouraged. I'm like, yeah, maybe this isn't for me. But we ended up going like three games on one of the games. So by the time we were done, it was like 10. Get home, shower. Get in bed. It was a late night last night, so my alarm went off this morning. I was like, no.
You're kidding me, alarm. I'm ready for you.
I'm tired, but we're awake now. We've had some coffee. We're good to go, and we are so excited this morning. We have so much going on, including more passes for you to join us on Friday for our Tortured Poets Department Taylor Swift listening party. We are going to have such a good time, and we've got your 4-pack of tickets to join us on Friday. She just announced yesterday that she'll have a video out for Tortured Poets Department, and maybe we can watch it there at the party. We're going to have pink box donuts, custom made Taylor style. It's going to be so much fun. And of course, friendship bracelets, music, tons of prizes sent over by Taylor herself. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Those tickets coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. So let's get things started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Linger by the Cranberries? Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger? Oh, I thought... Do you want to hear Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith? Getting Jiggy With It. Getting Jiggy With It. Getting Jiggy With It. Or do you want to hear It Ends Tonight by All American Rejects? When darkness turns to light, it ends tonight. It ends tonight. Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can just text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, breakups, they're hard, but did you ever give up on something that was inanimate, an item, a show. You were loyal, but something happened and you said, we're done. Well, one of us is going through that. Who got dumped and why? That's coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And Linger by the Cranberries is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick them.
Things that I've got. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Sometimes things just don't work out and you have to go your separate ways. And that could be with a relationship, with a product, or something as simple as a TV show.
Ugh, I'm so sad. I had to break up with the TV show Reacher. And I fell in love with Jack Reacher. It's a show that's on Amazon. It's based on a book series. It was also a movie with Tom Cruise about Jack Reacher, former military cop who, in season one, has to solve murder and mystery that took place in a small town. And I fell in love with the first season. I was telling everyone to watch it. And it's so funny because this has happened about 2 weeks ago. Season two came out in the beginning of the year. And I watched the first couple episodes of season two, and then it just lost me. I lost interest. It felt like a different show I was watching because a coworker of ours that I recommended it to came up to me recently who finished it. He's like, dude, season one was awesome. I can't wait to start season two. And I was hesitant about telling him about my disappointment. And then another coworker jumps in and goes, oh, season two stinks. I'm like, you try season two, see if you like it. But for me, it was two episodes in, and I just couldn't do it anymore. I had to tell Jack Reacher, I'm sorry. It's not you, it's me. I got to step away from this relationship. And I didn't even finish season two.
You were out. It was done.
Yeah, and I started doing some research on it. Like, why was there such a difference between season one and season two? And people pointed out that the rating of the show changed. It went from an R to a PG. So that's a big difference in the way the show was written. Someone changed that. Maybe it was the writer's strike that affected things. But it's just, Mercedes, it hurt me because I was so in love with season one. But season two, it's like, this is a whole different show. I got to step away from you.
Has anyone ever had to break up with something that wasn't a person? Was it a show? Was it an object? Was it a brand? You're like, we're breaking up. 702-364-9400.
Did you ever have to break up with anything?
I'm thinking, I did start a show a few weeks ago, and I was so excited about this show because it was filmed in a town that is, I don't want to say I grew up in, but it's where my dad is from. And it's called Española, New Mexico. Small town north of Santa Fe. Hardly anyone knows it unless you're from New Mexico. And my aunt told me like last year that Emma Stone was filming a TV show in Española. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? The Emma Stone? She's like, yeah. And so I'm like, you're kidding. So I go, I find the show. It's called The Curse. And I'm like, this sounds good. Let's watch it. It's filmed in Española. Like, how did they even know about Española? So we're watching, and it's about the town. It's about how they're trying to bring, jobs to the town. Because it's kind of, it's a smaller town. It's where my dad was raised. And I'm like, this is great. And then it just got weird. It got weird. Her father on the show was showing her husband his pinata.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, what is this show? I'm like, I'm out. This is weird. So weird. I was like, we're done.
If that happened in real life, I'd be done with that person too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2040.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
41. Hey. Sorry.
Okay.
Got the show number wrong.
Oh, well, there we go. Good morning, everyone. How you doing? It is Wednesday, April 17th, 6:01. Thanks so much for joining us. Midweek, we made it. Oh, man, I'm still like having flashbacks. Over the weekend, I went to Reno. It was my first time in Reno. Never been there before. Was very excited to see what it was all about. My daughter had a volleyball tournament up there. And I was just thinking about something that happened that was so weird. We were having dinner at the hotel on Sunday night. And we're just sitting there. and I go to take a drink. I had a Diet Coke, and I go to take a drink of my Coke, and I pick up the glass. And you know when you pick up something that's lighter than you expect it to be? Your arm kind of
flies up. It's kind of a shocker, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I pick it up. My arm goes flying up. I can't figure out why. The entire bottom of the glass broke off. All of a sudden, I feel wetness all over me. I'm like, it was, I don't know what happened. I think when the server put the glass down, he put it down kind of hard. I did notice that, and it kind of went, made a loud noise. I think it cracked. And it was just sitting there, and it wasn't being moved. And then when I went to take a drink of it, it separated, and all the liquid came pouring out. It was the most bizarre thing. I had the weirdest time in Reno. I don't know what it was about. Maybe it was just a one-off thing. Maybe I need to go again. But that whole trip, I felt so weird. I've never felt that weird being in a different city before.
Was this the same restaurant where you sent the steak back the first time and then the manager insisted you cut the steak open in front of him to make sure it was to your liking?
No, that was different. If
oh,
you missed
two separate restaurants.
Two different restaurants. I'm telling you, the whole weekend was weird. That one was, you know, I don't like sending food back, but I ordered a steak medium. I cut it. It's completely brown inside. It's completely brown. There's not a trace of pink. So reluctantly, I let my husband say something because I didn't want to say anything. I was just going to eat it. They go, they bring back another steak, and the manager was so nice. He's like, why don't you cut it just so we can make sure that it's cooked, you know, right? And I cut it, and it's like medium well. It's like there's just a tinge of pink, and I'm like, he goes, ooh, that doesn't look medium to me. I'm like, it's fine. And he's like, no, I can take it back again. And I was like, no, it's fine. I'll just eat it. I was like, I am not sending my food back a second time. There's no way.
The pressure of cutting that steak open
in front of
the manager must have been, I felt like it's dramatic music playing. Here's Mercedes cutting open the steak. The drum rolling. All of a sudden, you pop open the steak. Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun. I'll eat it. It's fine. I had the weirdest time up there. I don't know. No disrespect, but I didn't enjoy myself.
And then you had the gimmicky glass that they put down at your
that
table.
Broke.
Like some kind of clown glass. Hey, watch her drink that out of that glass.
Oh, you should have seen my server. He comes over. He goes, do you just want to move tables? Like, no apology, no nothing. He goes, did you just want to move tables? Didn't offer us napkins or nothing. I'm like, I don't like it here.
I do not
like it here.
Coming up here on, we got to get more of this trip too. It sounds like wackiness just ensued up there. Hey, we've got coming up for you here in about 15 minutes, that early edition of Heads Up. Tickets to go see Boys to Men. And up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Caitlin Clark continues to make headlines. The new record she just broke. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending on Mix 94.1.
Caitlin Clark trending this morning. The former Iowa Hawkeyes basketball player is continuing to break records, this time off the court. She was drafted by the Indiana Fever on Monday, and Fanatics, who is the online retailer for the WNBA, they promptly sold out of the pre-orders for her number 22 jersey. You knew that was going
to
happen.
That's great to hear.
Everyone wants a Caitlin Clark jersey. I love it. Her WNBA jersey is the top-selling draft pick across all sports in the history of the company.
Wow.
All sports. The Indiana Fever, they kick off their season on May 14th against the Connecticut Sun. And for all of you Las Vegas fans, the Aces fans, they meet the Fever for the first time in Las Vegas on May 25th. That game's at the Michelob Ultra Arena. Then they play again on July 2nd, this time at the T-Mobile Arena, which was moved there due to high ticket demand.
That's going to be big.
The Aces already have 5 sold out games this year. 5. And the season tickets are sold out. It's like, it's so cool to see.
Oh, it's huge. Did you see the whole, how much Caitlin Clark is making compared to what the players are making in the NBA, and the fact that over a 4-year contract, which she's getting paid, she's making less than what some mascots in the NBA are making in a year.
Yeah, it's a rookie contract, and it's ridiculous. They need to revamp that. And now, granted, she's going to make a ton of money on endorsements and stuff like that, but that rookie contract is bull. I mean, that is, for someone especially, and not just her, like, a lot of those first round, second round draft picks, though, like, those ladies deserve to make so much more money, and it's just... It seems to me just so ridiculous that how much are these teams going to benefit from having them on their team?
It's going to be huge.
They're going to make millions. It's just stupid.
She's getting $76,535 her first year. And I understand to compare it against an NBA player, the NBA has been around longer. NBA teams, they're probably pulling in more money with attendance and everything else. But the WNBA, things have been growing. Things are getting bigger and bigger for them as the years go on and more eyes on it. So in my mind, they should be making more money, that more money should be paying their players more. But it seems like they're not for some reason.
Yeah. It was kind of ridiculous. I'm excited, though, for this upcoming season. The excitement surrounding it. I think we already have excitement surrounding our Las Vegas Aces. Will they go for the three-peat? I was looking at the odds, and they are the right, as of right now, they are the favorite to win the WNBA championship this year.
Dynasty right there.
Well, it's funny because the Indiana Fever, their chances have gone up a little bit.
I'm sure.
Not, I mean, they're not up there with the Aces. I mean, come on now. We're
back-to-back champions. Yeah. Yeah, we have something going for us. The ladies have something going for us.
And that is what's trending.
Those tickets for you to see Boyz II Men, we have them for you coming up right after Alicia Keys. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Femi, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes.
Let's do it. We want to get you these Boyz II Men limited engagement tickets. Pick a category. Do you want to go with McDonald's, fold your laundry, or art class?
McDonald's
Day was on Monday, and these are all different fast food restaurants, okay?
Yes.
All right, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Are you Mercedes?
Okay.
All right, Femi, 60 seconds on the clock. Get six correct, you're going to go see Boyz II Men, and you start now.
This is the rival of McDonald's. You can have it your way.
In and out?
No, they're not a queen, but
fast.
Okay.
A burger.
Yes. This is run for the border. You can get tacos, enchiladas, burritos.
Taco Bell?
Yes.
You said taco.
Oh, okay.
Judges.
This is a roast beef sandwiches. Yes, she said Arby's. This is the burger place that you just mentioned before.
Burger King?
No, the one after that, or before that. Yes, this is where they serve fried chicken. It's also a character.
KFC?
No, he and he has like spinach. Okay. Spinach.
Seconds.
Popeyes?
Yes. This is a chicken sandwich place. Very, very popular.
Oh,
man. I'm so bad. I'm so sorry. I'm not good at fast food. I'm so sorry, Femi. Hang on the line. Let's see if we can get you a prize anyway. Yeah, you... It's hard to talk about Taco Bell without talking about tacos.
It is. The judges gotta enforce the rules, unfortunately.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Well,
I want to see him win. I don't want to see contestants lose.
Femi, I'm so sorry. That means caller 20, though. You are a big winner. You're getting those passes to check out Boyz II Men at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Who wants to go? Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400.
Let me tell you.
The game is two truths and a lie.
It's true. So you've heard of it.
Because babies play that at their birthday parties.
Okay, whatever. It's a good game.
All right, it is time to take a guess on who the liar is here on Mix 94.1. It's time for two truths and one lie. Two of us are telling you the truth about something, but one of us is lying to you. Do you know who the liar is? We want to hear from you right now at 702-364-9400. Take a guess on who the liar is. And up first this week is you, JC.
All right. I once stood on the American Idol audition stage in front of Simon Cowell, Randy Jackson, and Paula Abdul, the three original judges.
Wow.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Stood in front of.
On the audition stage, correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. For me, a couple weeks, I'll be the matron of honor for my best friend Jessica's wedding. Well, I was just asked to be another matron of honor, but for my sister-in-law's wedding. That's twice this year.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are so busy.
I hope you're lying.
That's nuts. All right. Mine is, over the weekend, we were in Lake Tahoe, and I saw two snowboarders get into a fight over how one of them laughed. It was too loud and annoying, the one said, and they got into a fight over it. Who is telling the truth right now? We want to hear from you. 702-364-9400. Again, they are.
I once stood on the American Idol audition stage in front of judges Simon, Randy, and Paula.
I will be a matron of honor twice this year for my best friend Jessica and my sister-in-law.
I saw two snowboarders get into a big fight over how one of them laughed. 702-364-9400. Who is the liar? We want to hear from you now, and we will reveal it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. It is two truths and a lie on Mix 94.1. Two of us are telling you the truth about something, but one of us is lying. Who do you think the liar is? 702-364-9400. To recap,
I once stood on the American Idol audition stage in front of Randy, Simon, and Paula.
I will be the matron of honor twice this year for two different weddings for my best friend and my sister-in-law.
I saw two snowboarders get into a fight over the weekend, and it was about how one of them laughed. Who is telling the truth and who is lying? Let's talk to Isabella. Isabella, who do you think the liar is?
I think the liar is JC.
JC, why do you think he's lying?
Because he never said that he stood in front of those judges.
Yeah, you've never said that before, JC.
Isabella. Very observant.
Let's talk to Melinda. Melinda, good morning. Who do you think the liar is?
Good morning. I think it's you, Mercedes.
Why do you think I'm lying?
Because it just sounds like a very odd altercation that I don't know.
Over a laugh.
I can see two snowboarders. Man.
Your laugh is annoying.
Well, you're annoying.
Frank, good morning. Who do you think the liar is?
Good morning. I believe being the maid of honor twice.
Oh, Steph.
Yes.
I mean, who? Who is in 1 year? Like, I can see in a lifetime, but in 1 year, Ashley and Reason, you guys are usually spot on here. Who do you guys think the liar is this morning?
Good morning. We think it's Steph.
Why do you think Steph is lying?
Well, for two reasons. One, the last we used this in the morning game was she had more enthusiasm saying it. Mm-hmm. And then second, I know it's really early, but wouldn't that make it her brother? So it's her sister-in-law's wedding?
My husband's sister.
Oh!
Details. Just looking at the text line, this one says, JC, I don't think he's ever auditioned for a singing contest. JC, he couldn't even hold a tune if he was strapped to it. JC is lying. My gut says JC, but I got to say Steph is lying. This one says Steph is lying. Sister-in-law means she's already married. This one says, I don't even have to hear the rest. JC is lying.
Wow.
All over the board.
Yeah.
I know. It's like one after the other. All right. Let's do the big reveal. Truth teller number one.
Who has a busy year? I do. I am the matron of honor twice, and it is for my husband's sister, making her my sister-in-law, getting married in December this year.
Bring this up because it's beautiful and it's wonderful, but gosh, is this getting expensive for you?
I am so worn out.
Oh my gosh. I see all this money flying out of your pockets.
I might grab a second job soon.
Oh, seriously. All right. Truth teller number two.
I once stood on the American Idol audition stage in front of Simon, Randy, and Paula. I never said I sang. It was 2005. They were here for the show, and I went down and interviewed them, and I happened to do it on set in front of all three judges.
Oh, I like that twist you did.
We interviewed them for the radio show.
Yep. And that means I'm lying. I did see two snowboarders. They did have a conversation about the way it was one of them laughed, but they were saying they liked how they laughed. The guy laughed. He goes, and he's like, man, I like the way you laugh. And he's like, so I was like, okay, I'll remember this.
Certainly will. Hey, you're going to Legoland. Got your passes next hour right around 7:30 when you conquer the Mega Minute.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
All right. So this morning, do you find that you are exhausted and you're a mother? Well, you're not alone. This new survey came out and found that most moms are so exhausted that they admit that they're not enjoying motherhood. More than half said that weariness has left them in a state of despair. Well, 82% of working moms admit that a lack of sleep affects their performance at work. 55% said tiredness makes them irritated with their kids. The survey found that moms only got an average of 4 hours of sleep a night during Whoa. The first 4 months of a baby's life.
How did you seem to balance everything?
Well, like when having a newborn is the hardest thing. Like they don't sleep overnight. So you're up constantly. You have to feed them. You have to make sure they're changed. So I'd say the first few months is so exhausting. And yeah, I can totally understand. I mean, as time goes on, I just feel like I'm in a constant state of tiredness. Like I don't remember the last time I feel fully rested, but at the same time, it's like, this is what I chose. And so I'm not going to complain about, but does anyone ever feel like fully rested? I think we're all in the same boat. Kids or not. Like, aren't we all just kind of tired?
Yeah, I think everyone's tired and busy. I think it's safe to say everyone's tired and everyone's busy.
Yeah.
It's a safe assumption with everyone. Yeah. When's the last moment you truly felt rested for 24 hours?
Think about it. Is there anyone listening that's like fully rested? We're all tired. Are you tired right now?
I'm exhausted right now.
Yeah. Steph, are you tired right now?
God, this morning I had to drink an energy drink, and I never drink energy drinks this early. I'm exhausted.
That's just life. We're all tired.
Suck it up. You deal with it. You move on. We're blessed to be alive. Hey, we woke up and put 2 feet on the ground today.
This is
right ahead of the game.
We're on the we're on this side of the dirt. So
exactly.
So there's a Naked Gun remake happening, and
what?
Did you remember the movie Naked Gun?
I do. Yes, they're bringing it back.
Yes.
Okay.
And Pamela Anderson is. Just joined the cast of it.
Wait, hold on. Who is playing
Frank Drebin?
Yeah, Leslie Nielsen's character.
Liam Neeson.
Is this the first time? Did he do it before?
No, he's taken over the role. Leslie Nielsen played Frank Drebin in the three original movies. Pam's going to be playing the love interest. That she was played by Priscilla Presley, her character back in the day. Oh, yeah. Priscilla's character was named Jane Spencer. It's not clear if that's going to be the name of Pam's character too, though.
Now, OJ was in one of the movies. Maybe it was Naked Gun 33 and a half, but OJ was in one of them. I don't know if he was in all three of them.
I think he was in at least two of them. I'm not sure if he was in all three.
Didn't he have a tragic death or incident at a stadium?
Yeah, didn't he like get flipped out of a wheelchair or
Yeah,
something?
For some reason he was in a wheelchair. So he got injured or something, part of the plot line. And he was in a wheelchair and someone let him go. And he rolled down the stairs at a stadium and hit the thing and flew into the like, the field or something.
Oh, yeah. All right.
This is pre-94. That was OJ. Oh, my gosh. He's the best actor.
Now we're like, oh, whoa, that's a bummer.
Hey, at 7:30, we've got your passes to Legoland, California. Those are yours when you conquer the Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
It's Mercedes in the morning. Do you have an issue with a neighbor? A neighbor that's driving you absolutely insane. What is your neighborly issue? And can we help? 702-364-9400. Alicia just called and we were talking to Alicia. You have a neighbor issue and you want some advice on what to do here. What's going on?
So I live in a neighborhood that's got several kids. My kid is 10, and they all kind of play like out in the front yard. But this one particular family, we never see the parents. They never come out and check on the kids. And like the other day, they're all out, they're playing, they've got Nerf guns out. And the parents, we watch them get in their car and leave and like never said anything to the kids. And they're younger than my son, so they're like 8 or 9. And they've just left them outside playing, never said anything to any of the other parents that were outside. It's weird.
Is it one of those things where you like don't even know them? It's not. I know that my parents were really tight with our next door neighbors, so they could do something like that and know that they just give them a heads up like, hey, we're leaving, and they'd watch us. But they didn't say a word. They don't really know any of you guys.
No. We don't, they don't socialize with anyone. Like all the other parents we've all, you know, at least kind of met. I don't even know their name.
Oh, that's scary.
Well, at what point do you feel safe leaving your kids outside to play on their own? I don't have any kids. And, you know, things, I know times are so much different than when we were kids. And, you know, growing up, you just went outside and you played. There was never any parents watching us. You just went and did your thing and came back at a certain time or when the sun went down. At what age would you feel safe with your kids just going outside on their own and doing their and playing outside?
Are you asking me or
asking
Alicia?
Both of you, both okay. Parents?
Yeah. I have only recently let my child say, "Hey, I want to go outside and see if any of my friends can play." Okay, great. Before that, though, it was unless they're his friends came over and said, can he come out and play? But they always have to stay in the front where we can see them.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, we would let our kids go out and play. Also, never in the summer because it was too hot outside. But we'd let them go out as long as I could watch them and see them in some way, which was so different than when I grew up because we would leave in the morning and we'd come back at night and my parents never knew where we were.
They had no idea where we were.
I'd take my bike and we would go. Oh man, if they actually knew where we were, they would probably be freaking out. But Alicia, thanks for calling. Let's see if we get some advice for Alicia. 702-364-9400. What's the thing that your neighbor does that makes you absolutely crazy? And two, is that wrong to just like leave your kids? You're out your house and they're out there playing, but you're leaving the house and not telling anyone. 702-364-9400. RJ says his neighbor plays bass music where you only hear the boom, 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 and it goes right through your house. That's the annoying thing.
Oh, that's
does.
The worst.
Rose says just being next to me is the annoying thing that their neighbor does. Jill says the stupid mufflers, something with like the cars, I guess.
Loud
really
cars,
loud.
Yeah.
And then Errolee says, mine blocks my driveway when he has parties till 5 a.m. and then refuses to move. I got physical with the wife and they started kicking my car with my kids inside. Oh my.
What?
That's a problem.
Wow.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning faster. Mix 94.1.
You are going to Legoland. We have a 4-pack of resort hopper passes for you. Those are coming up here in just about 5 minutes when you conquer the Mega Minute.
What's up, brother?
What's up?
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother? What's up?
Do you know what that is?
Oh, my gosh. Wait
What's
a second.
Up, brother?
Okay, hold on one second. Wait, wait. You're raising one finger, too.
What's up, brother?
Okay, hold on.
Does anyone know what that is? 702-364-9400.
Someone just did that to me.
Oh. Someone did that to you?
Yes.
Who did that to you?
Oh, my gosh, who did that to me?
What's up, brother?
Oh, they did it.
Tuesday. Special teams, special players, special plays.
Oh, this is going to kill me because it was a friend did the what's up, brother. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, I don't know. I saw it.
702-364-9400 is our number. Can you explain to JC what that is? I can explain it, but I would really prefer, like, most likely a Gen Z is going to know what that is. I have a front row seat to Gen Z. My kids are both Gen Z, and so I learn all the sayings. That one's actually kind of old, but it's going mainstream now. What's up, brother?
And then the finger, maybe it was my buddy who has kids did it to
me
on Saturday night.
Do you know who Sketches?
Sketchers?
No.
Tony Romo loves those.
Josh will explain it to him. Josh, what's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
Josh, fill me in.
It's a streamer. He's a streamer called Sketch. He does all that. And he goes, check Tuesday.
Sorry for cussing. He's Tuesday. Special teams.
Flopping your hands like the Eagles fly chance.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Josh. I want to get.
That is so funny. Someone just did that to me, but they didn't know what they were doing either. I'm like, what is that? Like, I saw my video or something. Oh, God.
Here, listen.
What's up, brother?
No. Sketch.
The universe gives, okay? The universe gives and it takes away, but me, I only take. I'm evil Mr. Beast, okay?
Tuesday. Special teams, special plays, special players.
That's Sketch, okay? And he's known for...
What's up, brother?
And you gotta do the finger?
You gotta do the finger. Like, what's up, brother? Okay, I have another one. Mm-hmm. But first, Brandon wants to talk about Sketch. Hey, Brandon, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, talk to us. What's up, brother? Tell us more about Sketch. He's a gamer. He has his funny sayings. Tell us more.
I don't know. I see a bunch of clips. He's really famous. He's always doing, like, what's up, brother? The special teams, special players, special plays, I think. I think that's how it goes.
Yeah,
like that.
That's exactly it. So if someone comes up to you and does what's up, brother, just say it back. Go, what's
you
up,
know,
brother?
Okay, we're in the know
you
now.
Can go Tuesday, like flapping, and then special teams, special plays, special players.
Wasn't this the thing they did in Greece?
Oh, my gosh. JC, you mentioned Skechers. Now you mentioned Greece.
I'm sorry. I don't got kids.
Okay.
I'm sure there's people out there just like me. They're being educated.
And
but
that's
you did,
why
like,
we're
the,
explaining
the hand jive right there they did in Greece.
All right. Here's another one for you guys. Steph, I'm going to do this one for you. And Gen Z, if you care to explain, 702-364-9400. Steph.
Okay.
No Chick-fil-A sauce?
My pleasure.
No Chick-fil-A sauce?
No idea what this is.
JC, do you know? No Chick-fil-A sauce?
Is it meaning something is basic where it's like I gave you something and you're like, oh, cool, you got me coffee, but you didn't get me a bagel to go with it. So no Chick-fil-A sauce, nothing extra?
No.
Darn it.
Okay, let's play the audio.
Are you a drink?
Yeah. A lemonade, please.
A lemonade, all right.
And then can I also have barbecue sauce? I can have like a buffalo sauce.
No Chick-fil-A sauce?
No Chick-fil-A sauce.
A lemonade? No Chick-fil-A sauce?
It's just some TikToker? What is that one?
That is a viral video. It went viral, gosh, maybe like a couple of months ago. And this girl is taking her order at Chick-fil-A. And it's viral because she does the little thing after a lemonade. And then when she doesn't order Chick-fil-A sauce, her eyes are like so shocked. We have let's see, Mana on the phone, maybe can better explain it. Hey Mana, good morning.
Good morning.
The Chick-fil-A sauce girl, tell us about her.
So there's this girl who worked at Chick-fil-A and a woman was ordering food and she asked if they have like a buffalo sauce or like a barbecue sauce. And she like puts her head back and goes down and says, no Chick-fil-A sauce.
And she's shocked that she didn't get Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah, kind of.
No Chick-fil-A sauce?
Hey, by the way, I'm on a... What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
Now you guys have been educated in Gen Z. So if anyone says, no Chick-fil-A sauce? Or, what's up, brother? You know exactly what it is.
I love how you pick you get all the stuff and feed it to us. There's something coming up next hour you're going to get into. And I don't want to give anything away, but your daughters were really excited. And we sent out notes to each other and what's going on in our world. And Mercedes wrote something, and you were explaining that your daughters were excited. And you wrote, they were gagged. And I'm like, oh, that's Gen Z talk coming out in print right there from Mercedes.
I'm so sorry.
I knew what you meant.
You hang around them, and then it just starts, it's like infuses
but
in you.
I knew what you meant when they said they were gagged. They were excited, so they were gagged. All right. We educate you here on Mercedes in the Morning. It's time to win with the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minutes.
All right. We are giving you your four-pack of Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California. It's all to celebrate the opening of Dino Valley. And if you are ready to go, caller 20, you get to try and conquer the Mega Minute. What is it? It's 60 seconds, and it's 10 questions. And if you are able to answer all 10 questions in that time, you get that four-pack of Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California. Caller 20, you get to try and conquer the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, good morning, Max. How you doing?
I am amazing. How are you guys?
We are great. You are caller 20. Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
Let's do this.
Okay, we really want you to win these tickets, Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California. Get ready. It starts quickly.
So, Max, you have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or if you pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the game starts now.
What country is north of the United States?
Canada.
Yes. How many strikes are batters allowed in baseball?
Before they're out, so they're allowed two strikes.
No. What type of food is Monterey Jack?
Cheese.
Yes. What character in The Lord of the Rings is known for saying, my precious?
Gollum.
Yes. What country is responsible for creating the Olympic Games?
Pass.
What group is known for their hits Boom Boom Pow and Where is the Love?
The Black Eyed Peas.
Yes. What music festival happened last weekend and is this upcoming weekend in Indio, California?
Coachella.
Yes. What childhood game requires jumping into different squares with your feet?
Hopscotch.
Yes. In the TV show Friends, what actress played Monica?
Oh, what's that name?
Oh, we got caught up kind of early on the how many strikes are batters allowed in baseball. It's three strikes, and then you're out. What country is responsible for creating the Olympic Games? That's Greece. And then Courtney Cox played the actress Monica on Friends. I guess maybe technically, how many strikes are batters allowed? You're allowed two before.
The third strike, you're
so
out.
So I would be willing to go back and give him that one.
Yeah.
I know what he meant by
that. It sounded like he was doing the math in his head, like adding up all the strikes in an inning or something. Yeah. But still, he didn't make it through the 10 there. That's tough.
Oh, thanks for trying, Max. Hang on the line. We're going to see if we can get you something, a consolation prize, maybe a t-shirt or something. But right now, caller 20, you get those tickets, a four-pack of Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California, 702-364-9400. We are looking for our April Teacher of the Month. Every month, we want to honor a teacher here in the Valley for all the great things they do for their students. So if you know an exceptional teacher, maybe it's your kid's teacher, maybe it's your teacher, maybe it's a coworker that is a teacher, get their nomination in on our website right now, mix941.fm.
It's a random drawing, and the winning teacher gets a $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Findlay Chevrolet, an additional $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union, and they also get the personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies.
It's easy to nominate them. Just go to our website, click on the contest tab. Entries close on Friday, so get your nominations today. Again, it's mix941.fm. And thank you to Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Katy Perry, she announced she was leaving American Idol after 7 seasons back in February. And now she's sharing her thoughts on who could take her place. And one person she thinks would be up for the gig is the guy you just heard, Jelly Roll. He was recently on American Idol, and I guess he made a huge impression on the singer. She says that Jelly Roll was crazy when he came on the show, saying that she was so impressed with his industry knowledge. She also knows what she's looking for in her replacement. She wants someone who's honest with them, a truth teller, if you will, someone who's not going to get wrapped up in the online comments. And she says a person who fills her shoes needs to have a strong sense of self, which she believes Jelly Roll has. Whether ABC listens to her or not is one thing. But then you had three guys on the panel and two country singers. Luke Bryan is already on there.
So Lionel Richie's still on there, correct?
Yeah, unless one of them is leaving. I think you need to get another, like, I think you need to get another poppy girl on there. Like, maybe a Meghan Trainor. I know she did Australian Idol. A BB Rexha, something like that. You need a pop girly, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Who, or maybe someone too. Who's the, there's a female that wrote like so many hit songs in the past. I think she wrote Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On. She wrote all kinds of hit songs.
Diane Warren?
Is that her name?
I don't know if Diane Warren wrote that. She's just the first person.
That's what I think it is.
Usually it's a Diane Warren or Linda Perry.
Yeah, one of those two. Maybe one of those two would be a good. Linda Perry would be great. She was in here in the studio with her once. She's awesome.
I think also, like, you want to go for, like, the younger demographic because you got Lionel Richie, who's kind of the older one.
True.
Luke Bryan's kind of in the middle. So if you could go with someone maybe a little younger, you'd kind of get the whole gamut. But who knows what's going to happen? That's just Katie's choice.
When you said it comes down to, I guess, ABC's decision, I just stop and think for a second. It's on ABC. I haven't watched American Idol since it was on Fox, I think.
I haven't either. I don't even know. You know what? I did hear, though, that there's a really good singer. I hope they're still on from Vegas. In the finals.
On American Idol right now?
Yeah. Does anyone know?
Oh,
does
we gotta
anyone
be supporting this person.
Yeah, we definitely want to support, but we haven't watched. And so I heard that through a conversation with someone. They said, oh, yeah, I know someone who's currently in the finals or whatever stage they're in on American Idol. So if you know, 702-364-9400. Definitely want to throw our support behind that person.
Start watching now.
Yeah, for sure. Are you feeling burnt out at work? Maybe you're hiding it really well, because this new survey found that most bosses think their employees are doing great when it comes to avoiding burnout at work. But when you ask the employees, you get a completely different answer. So 89% of managers think that their workers are thriving right now. But only 24% of those actual employees agree. 76% say they are completely burnt out or just don't care about their job. In other words, 9 out of 10 bosses think that everyone's loving it. But in reality, most people kind of dread going to work.
Oh. And the boss is like, oh, everything's fantastic.
Yeah,
here.
Everything's great. It's like that meme with the house burning in the background.
Yes.
Like, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Well, we talked about it last hour. Everyone's tired. Everyone gets burnt out. Everyone's busy. We're all in that situation. It's just how life goes.
Yeah, exactly. I don't ever foresee me not being tired. I think for the rest of my life, I'm going to be tired.
What about when you're on vacation?
I'm still tired.
Because you're moving too much, or just the traveling, or you finally get the chance to unwind, and then vacation's over, and you're back to work.
Yeah, a little bit of both. And then I also just feel like it's just my personality. Mm-hmm. I just am always tired. That's like part of who I am, my chemical makeup, you know? All right, finally, guys, you're doing it all wrong. A new study by urological surgeons say that the proper way for men to empty their bladders is to sit down when they go number one. They shared this study that shows only 10% of men in the U.S. sit down when they go number one. That's compared to 60% of men in Germany. He said this surgeon says that doing that in the sitting position is the proper way for men to empty their bladders. They say some of the health issues that can arise from not emptying your bladder include UTIs, bladder stones, kidney infections. So sit down when you pee, guys.
It's so easy to keep standing up. I've never had any of those issues, and I am 99% of the time standing up. Unless you're sitting down for other reasons.
I vote for guys sitting down. I think it's wonderful. I think it is a nice thing to do for anyone living in your household. There's none of that splatter. Even if you say like, oh, I don't do that. You do. It's just, it's minuscule. You just don't see it. And I just, I think that it's a nice little rest for you. Well, you know, we're all tired. So now you can sit down and just take a little break. Yeah.
We get 20 seconds of rest. The only times you go pee, you could be sitting and resting those times.
Exactly.
That's brilliant.
Exactly.
So coming up here next, you're going to reveal why your two daughters were gagged.
Yes. Why they thought I was like the coolest mom ever. What's the coolest thing that your parent has ever done? The thing that your parent did that you were like, wow, my parents are so cool. Do you have a situation like that? Or maybe you have kids. What'd you do that they looked at you and like, wow, I have a cool mom and dad. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I was so cool yesterday. My kids thought I was so cool because of something I did. I have one of my daughters on the phone right now. Sophie.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning, Sophie.
What did will you tell everyone what I did yesterday? Because you and your sister kept telling me how cool I was, and I it made me feel so proud. I was so happy.
Well, I mean, you should be proud. You were an iconic robot yesterday, and you deserve to feel proud of yourself.
Well, thank you.
What did she do? She told us that you two were gagged. We've been waiting all morning to find out and your mom is an amazing woman. What did she do to make herself even more amazing?
Well, yesterday on the TV show, she was given the opportunity to interview Taylor Tomlinson, and she is so awesome. I see her on my reels all the time. She's so funny, and she got Taylor Tomlinson to make a video for my sister and I, and it was so cool, and they were talking about, you know, their color palette. She was wearing this, like, iconic green suit. I was like, okay, this is a sleigh and a half right here. It was amazing.
And for those that are not familiar with who she is, she's a comedian and also hosts the Late Night Show on CBS, correct?
Yes, right, After Midnight. And she's huge with like my daughter's group, uh-huh. like age group. I actually have some audio from the message she sent her, the video we sent her.
This isn't a clip from the TV show you got for Sophie. This is an actual personalized message she did for your daughter.
I told Taylor, I go, you know, my daughters are the biggest fans of yours. I go, I love you. My daughters are even bigger fans. She's like, let's make a video for them. I'm like, stop it.
So this is it. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Brooklyn and Sophie. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for liking my comedy. Do you know how cool and validating that is that young people like me?
And look at her pantsuit. These are her colors and her palette.
Yeah. Your mom looks incredible. I'm going to come back and we're going to have our colors done. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, we can have you analyze.
And yes, color analysis.
Cool.
Your mom's so cool. Thanks. Look at your mom's nails. They match her dress. Her lip color matches her dress. I don't think you understand. You need to go out and look at your friends' moms. These are not your friends.
She was so nice to me.
Is that where this is going? Go look at your friends' moms because your mom is a they can shake a stick. That's great.
It was so funny.
That's awesome.
Sophie and Brooklyn were like, they were pumping me up so much. You guys made me feel so
That's
cool.
Awesome.
So thank you for that. I try to do cool things for you. I don't know. That might be the one and only cool thing I've ever done for you guys.
Oh, no. Remember when I was a youngin' back in the day and you got me to meet Dora? Please. That was so iconic even back then.
I did get her a meet and greet with Dora when the Dora stage show came to town.
Okay,
guys.
Sophie, rank them. Okay, meeting Dora. I know your mom did a thing with Bryce Harper, right? Didn't you meet Bryce Harper when you were a kid?
I didn't like meet him in person.
We had a telephone call.
Okay, telephone call. Okay, yeah. So rank these moments: meeting Dora, telephone call with Bryce Harper, or the video your mom got from Taylor. Rank them.
See, this is so hard. I'm sorry, Dora, but I'm going to have to put you at that last spot.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, Dora. It's just a long time ago. Oh, see, this is tough because I really do like Taylor Tomlinson. I'm going to have to put Taylor Tomlinson at 2 because it wasn't a direct communication situation, but it was still really cool.
but you can't top the Bryce Harper. I mean, that's probably still the best birthday I've ever had.
Oh,
yeah.
That means I failed on all the ones after that. I love you.
Thanks, Sophie.
We'll talk to you later. Hey, our phones are like completely full right now. What's the coolest thing you ever did as a parent where your kids were like so shocked? Or the coolest thing your parent ever did for you? We have Rick on the phone, Nick on the phone. You won't believe some of these things that cool parents have done. We'll take your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Things that I've got. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
What is the coolest thing your parent has ever done for you? Rick, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's the coolest thing your parent has ever done for you?
So when I was much younger, and I'm in my 50s now, so I asked my mom for a bottle of cold duck champagne for my birthday, and she got it for me as an early birthday present, so that was awesome.
When you say much younger, like how young are we talking?
I was 20 at the time, and you know, I was about to turn 21, and she gave it to me as an early birthday present. So yeah, that was cool.
You're like, yeah, that's right. I'm underage, but mom just got me champagne.
Popping bottles with mom. That's cool, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, you got it. Have a good one.
Leia, we're talking cool parents. What happened to you?
So my mom, way back when KFM was in town, Rick Dees was the DJ at the time, and they were doing this free gas Friday thing. And my mom's like, you know what? I'm going to go down there and she's like, I don't care about the gas. She said, I need tickets to NSYNC for my daughter for her high school graduation. So my mom got in the car, drove to who knows where, what gas station. And she walked right up to him, tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, my daughter's graduating high school this year. Can we get tickets to NSYNC? And he goes, sure. So he got us tickets to NSYNC to go see them at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Your mom is so cool. I can't believe she did that for you. And let's talk about how cool Rick Dees is also.
I know, right?
His catchphrase was, Rick Dees here to please. Oh. And he definitely pleased your mom and you that day.
Thank you so much, Leia. Let's talk to Nick.
So back in 1986, for my eighth grade graduation, my dad took me to see the Eddie Murphy Raw Tour live.
What?
That was raunchy.
Yeah, and he said, I hope you appreciate this because these tickets were $75.
Whoa. Dang. Oh, did you get the jokes that he was telling?
Oh, yeah, he knew I loved Eddie Murphy. I had Delirious memorized word for word.
What a cool dad. That's awesome. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you. Have a good morning. Bye-bye.
Hey, Christy.
Hey.
Hey, your good kids morning. Thought you were cool. They were your stepkids, right?
Yeah.
What did you do that made them think you were so cool?
I told them to play whatever they wanted, you know, as far as music went. And they're like, okay, you're not going to like it. And I said, try me. And so they put on Tupac, the whole All Eyes on Me album. And I knew every single word, and I was singing it. Like, I could look at in the rearview mirror. Their eyes were huge. They, like, couldn't believe that I knew all the words to every single song.
I think you're cool, too.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, our contestant is Mary Bell. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, Mariah Carey tickets up for grabs. We have three categories to choose from this morning. Do you want to go with Yellow Banana, USA, or April Babies?
April Babies.
April Babies it is. I hear your turn signal.
She's focusing on the turn.
I started to get mesmerized by it. Okay, Maribel, we have April Babies. These are all celebrities that were born in the month of April, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Still turning.
Sorry, can you repeat that question?
Who do you want to pick as your partner, me or JC?
JC.
Okay.
All right, Mary Bell, we got this. We got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see Mariah Carey, and we start now. He plays Iron Man, was also in Oppenheimer, and just won his first Oscar. He had a drug issue at one point. He was Sherlock Holmes. We'll pass on that one. I'm going to pass on this next guy. She won American Idol the first season and has her own talk show. Mary Bell?
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear that? She has her own. She won the first season of American Idol and won her and has her own talk show. Who is that person?
Oh.
Okay, we'll pass that one. This guy has a bunch of brothers, and he's currently on trial for the involuntary manslaughter on that movie, The Rust. He shot that woman on set. We'll pass on that one. You know what? At this point, Mary Bell, where are you heading this morning? I know you're trying to make that turn. You going to work this morning? We're out of time. We're not going to get it. Yeah, it's so hard. Mary Bell.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Sometimes it just doesn't work out. And so what a bummer. I'm so sorry, Mary Bell. Thank you so much for trying. That means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets, two of them, rather, to go see Mariah Carey, her new residency at Dolby Live. Caller 20 gets the tickets right now. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. That song just like crept up on you. I don't know why. I thought we still had like a minute to go in that song.
It's a shorter one.
Yeah, it's 8:32, Mercedes in the morning. Are you guys good now, or what happened?
This is so funny. I saw this stat too that says, on average, we get into 6 dumb fights over the weekend. And in my mind, this was a dumb fight. What was your dumb fight this weekend? 702-364-9400. We're driving to dinner Friday night. We're going east on Twain in Durango. We're going to the restaurant. And a car in front of us coming the opposite direction goes to make a U-turn. And for whatever reason, the person lost control of the car. They jumped the curb and slammed into like the concrete wall dividing the street and the neighborhood. And they hit it pretty hard. And we were both shocked to see this happen maybe 90 feet in front of us. And all of a sudden, out of the back seat, these two dudes jump out, one from the passenger side, one from the driver's side, and they go around the back of the car and they start pushing each other as if they're about to get into a fight. And it's right next to the restaurant we're going to. And I said to Laura, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to stop and see what's going on. And that's what started the fight. She goes, no, you're not going to stop. We need to talk about this for a second. I'm like, no, an accident just happened. I got to make sure these people are okay. And she goes, there's something up with those people. The dudes are about to start fighting each other. There's something going on. Can we stop and talk about this for a second before you go and run into maybe harm's way? And at that point, I pulled into the parking lot, just threw my car in park, and I said, no, I'm getting out. And she got so mad. Tracy, no, stay here. We got to see what's going on. And so I got out, and I started walking over to the car. And at that point, the two dudes in the back seat, they were not fighting. They were mad at each other. Someone jumps out of the front seat, and a guy jumps out of the driver's seat. And I just wanted to make sure they were okay. And I don't know if they were intoxicated or something, but they were okay. No one was hurt. I kind of peeked into the car to make sure there was no one else in there. And then I walked back to Laura, and she was like, we have to talk about these things before you walk into that situation. It could have gone sideways based on how those guys were reacting after the car crash.
I'm with her. I mean, I know you were trying to do something really nice, and I think that's really commendable. I think that's great, but you're putting yourself in a situation with too many unknown factors, and with all the people that are pulling scams on people nowadays, or just robbing them in broad daylight. I'm with her. Please, your safety is the number one priority here. I get it. You want to do something nice and be a hero, and I think that's really, really commendable, but don't do that. Like, what would have happened if they would have attacked you? Like, it was all a ploy, and then they would have jumped you. What would have happened? And then they would have gone after your wife after that. Then what would have happened?
She was saying the same stuff at dinner. This ruined our dinner, this whole thing. Because every time I would bring it up to make my case, she would say stuff like what you were saying. Because I said to her, I'm like, walking into the situation, trust me, I'm fully aware of the surroundings. I'm not running right up on them. They're on the side of the road. I'm approaching them slowly. I'm looking around. I'm scanning. I notice there's people at the 7-Eleven next to us where I parked are starting to come out. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, a crowd is gathering. If something goes south for whatever reason, there's people around to jump in. I'm keeping a safe distance. As I said to Laura, I'm like Reacher as I'm approaching this situation. And she goes, you're no Jack Reacher.
You're not.
You're not a trained military cop.
I mean, there's they outnumber you, too. It's just, like I said, I think that's really cool that you want to do nice things for people. That's really great. But you have to prioritize your family first, and you're putting her in harm's way too. Like, what if you're off, you know, being helpful and then someone targets her, you know, and you leave her alone? That's the stuff I think of. And plus, I think everything's a scam nowadays, and that everyone's trying to pull. I'm very, very, very critical of things like that. What's the fight you got into with your spouse? And do you agree? Do you think that he should have helped? Or do you think that his wife is right and he should have just, you know, maybe observed from a distance, call police, something like that? 702-364-9400. Allie, what's up?
All right. I got to admit, mine's kind of petty, but I was pregnant and I was craving soup. So my ex, my boyfriend at the time, he went to Panera and he got ours all set up and he started eating mine and I lost it. Like, I think that was the deal breaker.
Pregnant soup. Hey, sometimes you don't want to share, okay? It's just,
I get you,
Allie. I totally understand. We're getting some texts here. JC, you don't know if they have a gun. A totally different text says, one shot and you're gone. Protect yourself and your wife. This one says, I agree with your wife, JC. This one says, let men be men.
What? So doing a good thing. They hit the wall hard. The car was out of commission.
Call 911.
They were in my, and I'm seeing, I know I'm not Jack Reacher, but I'm observing people coming out, making 911 calls. I'm observing that. I just want to make sure there was no child or someone else in the vehicle that maybe needed assistance. And the guy said they were okay. And I'm like, okay, cool. You sure you're good? He's like, yeah. And then I said, by the way, you're standing in the middle of the street. You might want to get on the sidewalk. And then I started walking.
And then they're like, yeah, we know, idiot. Yeah, be careful. Just be careful. I think it's nice, but please be careful.
That's him clubbing me in the head.
Yeah,
ow!
Exactly.
It's Mix 94.1. Yeah. Our Taylor Swift album listening party is happening on Friday night at Jackpot Bar and Grill in Mercedes. I think this has gone from party to now is an event happening on Friday night.
It is a big event, and your passes into our big event coming up next hour. We are talking about the entire album. We're going to listen to it. We're going to talk about it. We are going to do some Taylor trivia. We're going to have some contests, some raffle prizes. Taylor and her staff sent over a bunch of giveaways for us. We're talking vinyls, CDs, all sorts of stuff. Pink Box Donuts, they are creating custom Taylor Swift donuts so you can have a sweet treat. We're going to have mocktails. It's all happening at Jackpot Bar and Grill on Friday, and your chance to win your way in coming up next hour.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
We talked about this earlier this morning. Caitlin Clark, she's one of the most famous athletes in the world right now, male or female. And she got picked number one overall in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever. And everyone this morning is talking about her rookie salary, which I know we've talked about just the rookie salary in the WNBA before, but I think a lot of people are having a problem grasping why it's so low, just looking at the impact that she has had on the sport. Financially speaking, she's not going to be making a ton of money. Her WNBA rookie salary is pretty low over the next few years, all things considered. You know, she's going to make $338,056 over the next 4 years. So year by year, you got just over $76,000, just over $78,000. Just over 85,000, and then just over 97,000. Those are the numbers. Meanwhile, look at the number one overall draft pick by San Antonio in the 2023 NBA draft, Victor Wembanyama. He's making $55.1 million in his first 4 years. We're looking at $338,000 to $55.1 million. The guy who makes the least amount of money in the NBA is, he plays for the Toronto Raptors, and his salary this year is $289,000 a year. So there's a pretty big discrepancy. Yes, the NBA brings in a lot more money than the WNBA, but I wish that they could negotiate their own contracts. You know, I get it. You're a rookie. You got to start out at the bottom. That just seems very low. Endorsements are going to help her huge. They're saying she's probably going to get about $3.4 million in endorsements. But that pay gap is just crazy.
It's nuts. And the story, there's a story, too, talking about mascots. There's mascots in the NBA making close to $600,000 a year.
It Rocky, the Denver Nuggets mascot? Makes the most, I think. Yeah.
It's just... And I understand that, too. The NBA has been around longer. They have a larger fan base. They pull in more money. So the players are getting more. But the WNBA has been growing year after year after year. It's got so much steam behind it. And that's what. Why hasn't the pay gone up for these ladies? It's sad to see that. She's getting $75,000, $76,000. And she is the most talked about athlete in the world. Like you said, yes, endorsements. I think around $3.2, $3.4 million. That is huge. But let's talk about her salary. That's pathetic.
Yeah.
It's sad.
I think it's going to change, though. I really do. I have high hopes that it's going to change, that this is going to be a huge turning point in women's sports. We'll see. Let's talk to Maddie, who has a comment. Hi, Maddie. What do you think?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
So, yeah, basically, you know, you got to look at it in a way that where they live, how much they make per year. 78 grand a year, let's say, in L.A., you're going to be scraping by versus maybe 78 in Indianapolis. You might be able to get by, but still, these girls are professionals and they need to be paid accordingly.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think that the salary, doesn't it stay the same no matter what city you go to?
Yeah, I'm not based
sure.
on city, yeah.
But you're right. It will go further in Indiana than it's going to go in L.A. By the way, I know we mentioned this the other day. Is Vegas so expensive? Is it really expensive? I was talking to one of the thrill players, and she made a comment to me that the city is really expensive. Things are pricey here. And I just kind of, this is all I know. So I didn't have anything to compare it to. So we went to Reno over the weekend, and we went and got, at my daughter's volleyball tournament, a coffee. I got some oatmeal. My husband got a donut. We got like a muffin for my daughter. And if we would have bought that at one of the tournaments here, that would have easily been like $40-$45. It was $12. And I looked at her when she said $12. I was like, did you ring up the coffee? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, did you get all this stuff? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. I was completely shocked. I couldn't believe how cheap it was. It was a convention center just like the convention center here.
I was going to say, was it a small mom and pop place?
It was at the convention center. I was absolutely shocked.
Did you like, hey, listen, you can get probably a little bit more from Las Vegas people.
I was like, your prices are too low or ours too high, you know?
You're running your business all wrong. All right, 9:40, your tickets to join us Friday night at our Taylor Swift listening party. You can't buy tickets. You can only win them. Yours at 9:40.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm selfish.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Anytime you want to reach out to us, you can call us. You can text us. Our number is 702-364-9400. Sarah is on the phone. Hey, Sarah, what's going on?
Hey, I needed some dating advice.
Dating advice. So that's our specialty here. Okay, what you got?
Okay, so I have this really good guy friend, and his wife passed away about 3 years ago. She was the sweetest thing ever. She lost her battle to cancer. It was really quick and short. But we've been really good friends ever since then. And please forgive me for this, but I kind of have gotten more feelings for him than just friends. But he hasn't really dated since she passed. And I don't want to end up being the rebound chick, but I know there's other women who are interested in him too, and I don't know what to do, what the proper protocol is. I'm help, please.
702-364-9400. So you said it's been 3 years since his wife passed away?
Yeah. And I mean, he's doing pretty good. He's out there socializing and stuff, but not dating.
And it's months, not years.
No, she said years.
3 years.
She passed away 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
3 years.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. His wife of 3 years. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
like, okay. This changes it. This changes it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. No, I'm sorry.
No, okay. So they were married 3 years.
He passed away a few months ago.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. Yes. And she passed away a few months ago. They were together 3 years, but we've all been friends for the whole time. And I'm,
Okay, this changes
it.
I'm like, go for it. Yeah, 3 years. Yeah, you're good.
Together 3 years, passed away within the past few months.
What do you guys think? What's the window when you, gosh, that's sensitive. Ooh, I see why you're confused, Sarah. Hold on the line. Let's see if anyone has any advice. How soon is too soon to ask someone out that is a widow? That's, you know, you have to have some decorum there. Like, that's very sensitive, and it's nice that he's out socializing, but does that mean that he's necessarily ready to start dating? I kind of feel like that might be too soon if it's only been a couple of months.
Yeah, I think he's still grieving. There's so many different layers when it comes to dealing with death and grief, and maybe just go out there and be a good friend to him, and so when he's ready, he can, you know, maybe you'll pick up on something about him being ready. Maybe be there as a friend. But I guess what she's saying, too, is if there's other ladies that are trying to work him as well and she wants to win him over, I don't know. But to me, you need more time to grieve and put yourself in this situation. And if you're ever in that situation, I'm so sorry. But put yourself, Mercedes, in a situation, and I'm putting myself in that situation, and it's 3 months after the fact, and someone makes a move on me, so it makes a move on you, would you be angry of like, hey, wait a second, I still need time. Yeah, I'm going out. I'm trying to get out to forget everything that's going on, but I'm still grieving my wife. Would it come across as disrespectful if someone came at, approached you too soon?
I don't even think I would have like the energy to get mad or anything mm-hmm. about it. I think I'd still be in such shock and just not even like notice it. Just be like, no, thank you. Like I can't even imagine going through that. What would you do? Would you be mad about that?
I would be in shock. I would not be ready. I know I would not be ready. I think probably the year or so, I think I would just still be in that grieving phase. And there might be a part of me would get mad if saying, wait a second, I just lost my wife. How disrespectful. I'm so grieving her. That's what you think of her. She's gone. And now you want to make a move. Partly flattered, but at the same time, like, wait, I'm still grieving over her. Now you're stepping in on me.
Maddie, good morning. What do you think? Do you have some advice for Sarah here?
Way too soon, man. The guy's still crying in the shower. So you got to give him time to get those tears out. And 3 months is way too soon.
Yeah, that it does seem like a little soon. What do you think, though, as far as, you know, there are other women interested. You don't want to miss an opportunity. Like, Do you say something like, hey, I know it's too soon, but I'm here?
Well, that's on his stopwatch, not yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got to make that call. I mean, and women shouldn't, you know, step in thinking that they know what's good for him and what's not good for him. Only he knows that. So.
Yeah, that's a tough situation. Thank you, Maddie.
Let someone else step in. He gets mad at that person that steps in, and then Sarah's there like, oh my God, I can't believe she stepped in first.
Let them be the rebound. Sarah, here's some of the text lines. This is what we're getting on the text line. Absolutely not. This one says, way too early for him to date. He needs at least a year. You would be the rebound. This one says, way too soon. This one says, it's definitely too soon. Hold on to those feelings for a while. If it was meant to be, it'll happen. This one says, ma'am, it's too soon. If he's socializing, it's probably to get his mind off his wife. And then this one says, be a friend. It will be a turnoff if he's not ready. 6 months to 1 year at least. So, it sounds like it, just be there for him. Help him where he can. And maybe if it's meant to be, it'll happen.
I like that.
Oh, Sarah, let us know what ends up happening. And, you sound... It's nice that you have those feelings. It sounds like that you've really kind of been there for him. And it, of course, those feelings are going to develop.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so. Hey, this hour, there's tickets for you to join us at our Taylor Swift listening party. It's happening Friday night. We want you there. Your tickets at 9:40. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Hey, Rose, good morning.
Good morning.
You're caller 20. You are in. We can't wait to see you on Friday, Rose. We have a 4-pack of tickets for you to join us at our private Taylor Swift Tortured Poets Department album listening party at Jackpot Bar and Grill. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Rose, we can't wait to see you Friday night, and we want you to join us. The only way to get in is to win your tickets, and we've got them all week long. J-Love has a 4-pack of tickets for you coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. Excited 4.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you missed any part of it, download our podcast. It's up wherever you get your podcasts. It is absolutely free. We would love to have you catch up on anything you may have missed on the show this morning. Also, make sure you download that Odyssey app. It is free and you can listen to us anytime, any place, right there from your phone. It's AUDACY. We are headed out. J-Love is on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
I love when Mercedes teaches us Gen Z slang.
What's up, brother? Someone did that to you?
Yes.
Who did that to you?
Oh my gosh, you did that to me.
What's up, brother?
Oh, they did it.
Tuesday. Special teams, special players, special plays.
It was a friend did the what's up, brother. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, I don't know. I saw it.
What's up, brother?
Josh, fill me in.
It's a streamer. He's a streamer called Sketch. He does all that.
What's up, brother?
Now I know.
And don't forget, no Chick-fil-A sauce? Lemonade? No Chick-fil-A sauce?
What's up, brother? I have to hold my one finger up, right?
Yeah, what's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
And special teams, Tuesday.
I can't get behind the Tuesday. You're flapping your...
Learn all of it. You got to learn all of it.
That'll do it for show number 2041 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.